Welcome back to the Diamond Download, dude. So funny. I saw this. There was like an old episode of My First Million where they talk about how, like, when they watch the news, both anchors are always like laughing, and then they go into it where it's like, "Welcome back to news at 7." And I thought I might try it, but I didn't warn you beforehand, so I just look like a psychopath
Yeah, I
laughing.
was just smiling anyways, but dude, what's up? I'm stoked to see you, and I'm really excited to hear about your weekend.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I wore a hat last week because I didn't have a haircut, but rocking the barber cut today.
Oh, can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
Candy,
Go for it.
hats changed.
Did they?
Yeah.
The dad
I
hat
know
or like the other
this is
hat?
your boy. So the dad hats are no more. And I got the what I thought were like the same thing, but just styled differently. And they make me look like a cone head, bro. I look like Patrick Starr. You ask Dylan if he has any of the like the old school built dad hats that I can just like, bro, I'll pay $5,000 per hat. Like I need this hat.
I'll see if
I
I have any to
don't want
my. I'll see if I have any in my my closet for you. I'll ship you some.
old. I don't want your old shitty hats. I want my own one.
Okay, sounds good.
Ask him if he has anything in the warehouse.
Yeah, I'll ask him if he has any leftovers. Tell me about your weekend though. You had your team in town. When they come in town? Friday, Thursday?
Thursday, yeah. So this is the first topic for everybody listening. Mason recaps his team trip. So everyone came in Thursday. So I did Webby and we did pretty good. And then everyone was down at Ben. So it was like Ben, Jeremy, my Instagram guy, who was just there. He wasn't like part of the team, but he was there. And then we had Philip and Julian, and they brought me some gifts. And then all the Canadian people, like Abby, Hannah, Griff, and then the two boyfriends were flying in later. And so we were just chilling. And then there's like this bar, this like kind of like upscale lounge bar kind of thing, like over there. And I like texted the guy and we blocked off like the entire like left side of the lounge, like all the seating just for
So
us.
cool.
Yeah. And dude, that night I did some damage. Like I was a little bit, I was going too hard. I was a little bit too excited. I should probably should have saved it for Friday. But anyway, so and then we oh yeah. So and then we all came back up to my place and we were all like continuing the festivities and I was explaining to the two boyfriends like what I do for a living. Like Abby's boyfriend.
God.
And then Friday, I took the two sales guys out to go get some watches and they
I
got
saw you posted that. So you took them to your watch dealer, for lack of a better word, your watch guy, and you bought them each a watch.
Yeah. The only rule
So
was just
cool.
20. And so they did. But I made deals with them separately. I said, I told Julian if we do a mill in Q3, then he'll get a watch. And then I told Philip if he closes 250, then he'll get a watch. So they both earned it. They both, did more than enough. But
So cool.
I got
Tell me, like, what are like the age range of these people? Do
these
people
kids are
have
both 18.
backgrounds in this? Are they like fresh? Like, tell me a little about the team and like what you learned.
Philip and Julian are both 19.
Wow.
Or sorry, I think Julian just turned 20. But everyone's under 25 except for Abby and Hannah.
Okay.
Abby is my EA. She kind of does everything for me. And then Hannah is one of my coaches. You know Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so like, dude, it was all really fun. Like we had a great time. Like we did a boat later that day on Friday and then did Nobu and then Saturday we went to Topgolf. It was great, dude. Like we had a
I
great
saw a video of you. I saw a video of your brother. Nice. It was fun.
I hit one good ball. That was the one that went on my story.
Yeah.
And then after that, just couldn't hit shit, bro. And it was like
I've
hurting
done
my grip.
Topgolf.
Like I was injured myself. Like I was swinging too hard.
You're swinging for the fences, huh? Dude,
Yeah.
the thing about golf that's like so counterintuitive, and a lot of these things in life, I think there's parallels to, is like, the harder you try, the harder you swing, the faster you swing. A lot of times, like, the worst off you're gonna do. Like, it's kind of almost like smooth and steady and trying enough without trying too hard, like, gets the job done. I think that could be equated to like, men and women in relationships, right? Like, you want to do enough, but you don't want to come across like too eager and desperate. And same with sales. Like, you want to be like smooth and steady and, persistent and consistent. So that's cool. Did you learn anything like that was something that you could implement for like a future one that would make it different or better? Did you learn anything about like your business that you're going to roll out? Like, were there any good takeaways or just really social was the priority?
It was mostly just social. I mean, there's definitely some stuff like we're always looking for ways to improve the product. I learned that my setter can actually close. Cause like both my closers were in Miami with me, so they weren't taking any calls. So my setter was like on the phone with a couple of these guys and he was slinging deals. And so I learned that. So now we have a backup closer just in case. So that was helpful. But other than that, no, man, it was really just degeneracy. It was fun.
Sick. Well, cool. That was a good first one. Let's do the next one.
Okay. So not everybody here is an entrepreneur. Not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. And I understand that. There's a lot that comes with it. You're responsible for a lot of people. Some people just want to make some money and build something cool and, you know, have a smallish role and get paid and leave, right? And so I wanted to sort of like run by you, like, what are some of the best jobs that you know of, or even that you would do that would pay you like over 200 grand? I feel like 200K is like 5 years ago to me, that sounded like an insane number. Like who would even need that much money? Like in a job, like how do you even get a job that pays you that? But like now we're around enough high performing people where like they're super smart and their brains are worth 200K. And I feel like you can live on that fairly comfortably in most places in the world. Maybe just not Miami and not LA where we live, but, what do you have any jobs in mind that, that'll pay over 200?
Yeah. I have like three things in mind. I'd say like, would you consider Ben? Would you consider Ben an entrepreneur? Or would you consider more of him like a freelancer or consultant?
No, Ben owns his agency.
Okay. So I guess I think you talked about this before. I don't know if this was like an Alex in my inbox or if this was on here, but someone like a Ben that could maybe be like a freelancer, a consultant that, you know, has multiple skill sets and kind of works on some type of performance basis. So I think that's interesting. All right, give me one sec.
So you're talking.
Yeah. So like a consultant, freelance type person like that. I think two others is like, one is you have to be in sales, like selling something. So you gave great examples of like your setters and closers. Dude, if you have inbound leads and traffic, there's a lot of money that can be made. These guys are making what, low five figures a month pretty consistently.
Yeah. Like they're both making over 20K a month.
As you said, 19 and 20 year olds, right? So right there. And they work hard, but are they full-time? Like how many hours a week do they work?
Oh, they're full-time for sure.
Full-time. Like okay. So they're full-time, but you know, they're doing 10, 15, 20, $30,000 months, right? Very profitable. Like they're really trading time for money and they're learning a huge skill and they're having a lot of fun. They got to go to Miami and they get Rolexes. So that's not included in comp. So I think like, again, yeah, what Ben does kind of some like freelance consultant type person being in sales and then, right. Like other ones, I feel, like obviously like, I don't think most people listen to this are going to be like a doctor or something, right? Like that's just kind of out of the equation. I had one more in mind, but my daughter crying in the background screwed me up. You go and I'm going to think about it.
I was thinking more like W-2s, like, you don't have to name names, but is there anyone that works for anything that you're building right now that is like W-2 over 200?
Over 200? I don't think so, but we have people probably that are close. We've got probably people at the agency that are 140, 160, maybe 180. So, you know, they're close. And then maybe if there's like some comp at the end of the year or something, they could get there. Yeah. So I guess like becoming some kind of like manager or director or executive at a business, just really grinding it out and working your way up. Yeah, for sure. Whether you're like a marketing director or some kind of like, I don't know, data scientist. Like I think there's things like within companies for sure that can get there. I'm trying to think of some others.
I'm thinking like director level, like in marketing or just being a decent salesperson. Like, dude, like, I didn't realize how much money like some of these like enterprise sales guys make, enterprise tech sales. Like you can clear $500,000 if you're really good at that. I don't really know what they're selling. I'm assuming it's some sort of like weird B2B thing that we wouldn't even know what it is.
Yeah. We have a family friend that you mentioned that he was doing sales for, I don't know exactly the name of the company, but essentially what they did is they would help car companies or, I don't know, jets or things that needed constant testing. They would do the testing process, right? So like they would basically do like the simulation and the testing, like what happens if a car gets into an accident, or what happens if the car goes this many miles. Like they had some kind of technology and processes that would like basically speed it up and make it so some person didn't have to actually drive 200,000 miles and wait for that to happen, or someone didn't have to actually crash their car to figure it out. They had some kind of like simulation and testing, and they had huge contracts with like even people like Apple, like on their technology and their phones, or folks like Tesla or SpaceX. And this guy was selling multi-seven, sometimes multi-eight figure deals, sometimes even nine-figure deals. Like he would sell 10, 50, $100 million contracts with these people, and he would get a cut. And he ended up making so much money. Like I think he was probably making $750,000, maybe even $1 million, that he ended up having to leave because he was making more than like some of the senior executives, and even more than like the CEO. Like sometimes like this guy was getting paid. So they started trying to like reduce and kind of suppress his comp. So he's like, F it, I'm out. So there are sales roles like that selling like ridiculous tech or B2B or, you know, enterprise level things where these guys could be making 300, 500, even sometimes $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. I mean, that's pretty common in like, okay, like real like W2 wealth, like private equity guys, like those guys are making like 10, 20 million a year.
Like all the hedge fund guys?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wouldn't want to be that though. I feel like we could do that with less stress.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else that you could do, but I think those are like the main ones. I think there's a lot of ways to do it. Not a lot, but there's enough ways where you could work for someone and get paid really, really well. You can kind of be the freelancer consultant type person, work really well. So I think that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Yeah. Buddy of mine does sales at Cisco. He makes over 200.
Yeah.
I don't really know what Cisco does, but I know that it's like big contracts that take a long time to close. But stuff like that, if you're a patient salesperson, you can make good money.
Yeah, another one actually, I was thinking about my brother who owns his own business and he's more like entrepreneurial, but my brother Carson does recruiting. But you could be in-house working for like a recruiting firm or a staffing firm and you can make good money. Dude, some of these placements, like they could make 10, the agency, right? So I don't know what the person actually makes. They can make 10, 20, 50, 100 something thousand dollars sometimes. So I don't know what the split between like the employee and the house is. They probably have some kind of base salary, and then they probably get like a commission or some kind of split on sales. But you know, if you do a couple placements a quarter and you're making, I don't know, 5 to 20 grand a pop, you personally, plus your salary, you could probably put up that. And then the other one I was actually going to say that I forgot about is like, I guess less traditional, probably less people listen to this, but you know, real estate, it's definitely a grind, but being like a real estate agent, if you get up there, you can make really good money. It's a grind, that's for sure, but you can make really good money. I'm watching this show with my wife called Selling the OC, so that was on my mind.
Okay, yeah, so is that like a spinoff like Selling Sunset?
Exactly, yeah, they just open up an office by us in Orange County.
Those ladies are rich.
Yeah, yeah, so I think that's another one that's kind of interesting that I don't really think about.
Cool. Yeah, man. I mean, real estate is cool. It really does depend on the market. So, and it is almost more entrepreneurial, but I think like what you'll find with a lot of these is like, there's always some sort of trade-off. Like real estate is entrepreneurial in a way.
Yes.
Because like you eat what you kill.
Yes.
But like those are the people that make the most money. Like you're hard pressed to find a job that's going to pay you like a 350K a year salary for kind of just doing random stuff, unless you're like a developer. Like some of those guys are making really good money.
Yeah.
But like if you're in sales, like you can crush it or you can starve.
Yeah. On that note, right? Like the more closely aligned to revenue generating activities, like if you're generating revenue, you'll make money. So mm-hmm. I love what you said, right? Like you eat what you kill. If you make money for someone, they will make money and give you money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, that's how I pay my team. Like it's very, very incentive based. So yeah, but all right, good stuff. I feel like there's a lot of we should be recruiters for this. I feel like we could find some sort of way to like get in on this, like talk about high paying jobs and everything. Like, because I know someone in the audience is thinking like, like maybe I should be like a data scientist or a recruiter or something like that. Like maybe they're thinking that. Let's see if we can hook it up.
Yeah, and on that note, actually, like over the weekend, I made two posts like at 8 o'clock at night on Saturday and 8 o'clock at night on Sunday. And I wanted to be like a little bit controversial. Dude, I never, ever make hot takes. I never make controversial takes, like never in my career ever. But I wanted to make like one or two hot takes that I actually like believe in. Plus I knew it would kind of like ruffle some feathers, but also get majority love. And dude, they crushed it. One of the posts had, 3,037 likes, you know, hundreds of comments, 100 reposts. The other one had 3,600 likes. So between them both, right? Like that was like 6,000-7,000 likes back to back nights in total, if you combine the two. And one of them was like, the 40-hour work week is broken. Jobs should be based on work accomplished, not time spent. And then I kind of just went on to talk about, you know, I think companies are going to churn employees left and right because people don't want to be tied to an outdated system. You know, employees are seeing their freelance consulting friends making way more money, working less, or maybe working the same on their own terms. So that was one of the takes. And then the other take was hiring just for skills is old school. Instead, hire for attitude, train for skill. And kind of related but unrelated to what we were just talking about, like I just remembered I made those takes and dude, they're still catching fire. So it's kind of interesting, like some of this thinking that's a little bit more forward, a lot of people are behind, and for whatever reason, people were pushing back and they're like, well, what if a cop wants to work on performance? It's like, this was nothing to do with a policeman. This was literally like, dude, one of the comments, I'm just like, do I leave this? Do I delete this? Like, what is this guy even saying? It's like, what if like the mayor wants to work part-time? I'm like, dude, I'm talking about like sales and marketing roles and freelance roles. I'm not talking about people that need to be in the field. So it's kind of interesting.
I mean, listen, like, I don't even know what to say. I get plenty of those, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Just leave them up for everyone else to think about how dumb they are.
Oh, man. Anyways, what's the last topic?
Okay, last one is, how did you celebrate becoming a millionaire? You've been a millionaire for a while. Do you remember when you hit that?
Like a million in the bank, a million net worth, a million per year. A million
in assets. Like, it could be, like, your house, investments, and cash or something like that. I don't know. Or, like, equity in the house.
Yeah, I don't remember what year. It's been a couple years. I don't know what year, but honestly, like my goal was to do it, like to have $1 million in the bank by 30. That was like my ultimate goal, is to do that. And then I'm like, oh man, that makes way more sense to just invest and buy things. So kind of accomplished both at one point in over the past couple years. I don't know. I think I, like my wife literally bought us like cupcakes or something. I think I've celebrated more when I've hit like 100,000 on LinkedIn, 200,000 on LinkedIn, this and that. I think I've celebrated more with some of these other silly things that are kind of like small wins. I don't think I did a whole lot, as lame as that is to say. I think I looked at it, saw it, my financial advisor told me, and then maybe I patted myself on the back for like 2 seconds, but I didn't really do a whole lot. What about yourself?
That's funny. So that was a major goal, like before 30, you said?
Yeah, like when I was in high school, maybe late high school, early college, my goals, and I didn't know anything back then. I was like, man, if I could have $1 million in my bank by 30, I'll have made it. And obviously I realized how expensive the world is, right? And inflation and all these things, and having $1 million plus in the bank is cool, but you really need to have like 5 or 10 million now. And obviously a lot of people have a lot less, a lot of people have a lot more. It's just, it's all relevant, right? As you make more, your expenses go up more. And if I make less, you know, I'm panicking, right? But yeah, for me, the money's cool, but I just love the impact. Like, and that's why I think I celebrate the goals of, like, I was ranked on this third-party LinkedIn rankings the other day. I was ranked number one on email again and number 18 on all of LinkedIn for creators or something. You know,
oh, wait, did you see that they put me on Klaviyo?
What they do?
You put me on Klaviyo. I'm on featured Klaviyo? On some blog.
No, I didn't see that. Where's that?
I forgot to tell you, one of your former marketers actually sent it to me.
Mason, do you wear
Klaviyo? Put the link in the show notes, but here, let me. I don't want to stop the show for this or anything, but you just reminded me, and I thought you know why that's important to me? It's because sometimes I think I'm just some dickhead on TikTok that's talking about copywriting, and I forget that I'm legit and I've been doing this for a long time.
Oh, nice. I see you.
Yeah, they put my tweet up there. So it's for browse abandonment. Dude. And it's something I had legit like 2 years ago, like when I was still working for you.
2021.
I'm writing email flows. Try to imagine yourself going through the customer journey. If someone is in browse abandonment, it's likely there's a price shock between you and a competitor. Make this email about the difference between your brand and that. Be one step ahead. Not bad. Not a bad tweet for a little baby Mace, bro.
It's things like these to me that are more important, like these small wins. And like that to me is more important than the money. The impact, the knowledge, the recognition is more important. What about you?
That's cool. But it's also like, I mean, to be honest, dude, I didn't really celebrate either. Like the night that I realized, I was with Ben and we were looking at the numbers and we were like, and Ben was like, wait, Mace, like you're a millionaire now. And I was like, wait, no way. And so, yeah, we went and grabbed a drink at this bar down the street called 1K Raw. And I think we went to Rosa Sky after, and then I went home and went to bed. Like, that's pretty much it. I didn't like, to be totally honest, like I didn't see that coming. Like beginning of this year, like I was kind of poor. Like I didn't have very much money at all. And then like in the, you know, 6-7 months after that, like I kind of just like stacked up really fast, and then I kind of just was there. And so I was like, all right, whatever.
You've been on one lately. I'm so stoked. You've been on one.
You're doing all right. But I mean, most of my net worth is in watches.
It's an asset class that's increasing. At least it's in that versus something else.
Yeah, right. Anyway, anything else you want to say, Jay?
No, I always appreciate people listening, hopefully till the end. So this was a good one.
Great one. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Diamond Download or watching. However you consume. Thanks for consuming the Diamond Download. I'm Cardinal Mason. I'll see you online. Chase, Ecom Chase, no A in Diamond. Ecom Chase Diamond, no A in Diamond.
Oh, yeah. See you next week. Much love, brother.
Bye.